How long will I live? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. How long will I live? Now, the insurance statistics give us figures, and the figures are constantly changing. In the days of Jesus, they lived 30 years. In other times, they lived shorter times and longer times. But how long will I live? How long will I live? How long will I be myself? How long will I find joy and harmony and happiness in life? How long? Will I live from the age that I am now, another 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years? How long will I live? Well, it's hard for anyone to say, because you could have an accident and cut short your life. There are no accidents, really. And nothing happens by chance. There's always a cause for everything that is put in motion. Well, it's, you know, it could happen that I live a long life, perhaps. I have my lymph node fluid replaced in my body, and I return to the age that I had at first taken out, and I am now a youthful 25 years old, and I have another 7,500 more years to live. Wow, isn't that great? What a beautiful opportunity, what a beautiful experience for me. Well, who is to say how long we're going to live? Now, when you get up in the morning, you don't say, am I going to live through this day? You just live through the day. When you get up in the morning, you just have yourself a wonderful time. You do all the things that delight you and please you. And you take it step by step. You have your breakfast, you have your morning, you have your lunch, you have your afternoon, you have your dinner, you have your evening, and then you go to bed, and then you wake up, and you go through the cycle again. Now, how many times am I going to do this? If we will take each cycle, if we will take each experience that we're doing and enjoy it to the hilt, enjoy it to the ultimate, if we will take each opportunity we have of expressing and breathing and say, ah, oh, what a good breath that is, oh, deep breath, oh my goodness, and stretch and enjoy yourself. And then the next breath will be even more enjoyable. And if you will walk and take an exercise, or walk around a block, or climb a mountain and come down the mountain and just have a wonderful time, when you get back, you don't feel tired and beat. Your body may want to rest a little bit, but you don't feel tired and beat. What you feel is that, boy, my body just feels wonderful. I've been using it. I've been using it and enjoying it, and it does everything I want it to do. Oh, and then there's a little muscle that says, hey, you used me good. I'm going to have a little rest. And so the muscle has a little rest, and then the next day it says, okay, now let's go twice the distance, because I feel ready to jump over the mountain, not just climb it, to run up and down, have a good time. And how long will I live? I'll live just as long as I am excited about living, as long as I'm excited about life, as long as life is an entertaining, a thrilling, inviting experience every single day that I live, every moment that I live. I could die in a second. And what have I done before that second? Have I enjoyed myself? Or have I worried about that second that was going to come, that I'm going to die? Have I worried that my body is not as perfect as I want it to be? Well, rather than worrying about it, right now I start saying, my body is perfect. My body is wonderful. My body is glorious. My body is fantastic. I feel wonderful about me. I like me. Enjoy every instant of life as it comes along. And it won't matter how many instants you live, because every instant will be a super instant. And you can be sure that when you are in the habit of living super instances, super moments in your life, these super moments will exacerbate themselves, they will build upon themselves, they will grow upon themselves, they'll get bigger and bigger and more and more and more and more effective and more powerful. So, this is how we want to express our life. This is how we want to live our life. This is how we want to be. Every single moment is more exciting than the moment before. How that can be, we don't know, because the moment hasn't come yet. But every moment that comes is more wonderful than the moment that has just passed. And the moment that's just passed has been wonderful, fantastic, glorious. But it's up to us. Get into that attitude of enjoying every moment of life. Get into the attitude of praising your body. Get into the attitude of saying beautiful things about yourself and about your life and about your experiences. This is a great day. Look at that wonderful sun. Look at that wonderful moon. Look at the wonderful clouds. Look at the wonderful rain. Look at the, oh, this is a great day. This is fantastic. You see, it's only when we give up on living that life comes to an end. It's only when we give up on enjoying life and enjoying all of the things that life is for us that we no longer have a life to live. We die the moment we stop living. Oh, you say that's so obvious. No, no. Living is a mental activity. Living is not a physiological activity, because the cells of our body continually live. The atoms of our body cannot be destroyed or created. They live, they are. You see, and what we do, we've taken the cement away from ourselves. We've taken the cement of belief away from us that we like ourselves, that we like our life, that we like our beingness. I like me, I like me, I like me. As I say that, I tell my body I like me, and my body says, oh good, I do too. I'm having a good time here, you know? And whoops, I got a little ache there. Now, we don't have no aches here. Mama don't allow no aches in this house. Mama don't allow no aches in this house. A song like that years ago. Mama don't allow no dancing down in here. Well, so we don't allow no aches in our body. We say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. Now, and massage that area and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And watch that ache disappear. Say, I love you to any infirmity, any impropriety, any area of your body that's not acting the way you might like it to act. And it'll act like you like it to act, because it says, oh, you want me to be happy, you want me to be this, you want me to be that. You know, they've done liposuction on people's tummies and so forth, and the doctors have found that in the liposuction fat that they've taken out, these are absolutely perfect sources of stem cells, the ideal stem cell, undifferentiated stem cells, ready to form into anything that you want in your beingness. Well, that's not only there, that's everywhere in our body. Our body is a big bundle of stem cells waiting to be formed into whatever our mental thought wants to put them. And so as we caress our body, love our body, tell our body, tell little aches and pains that come along, hey, I love you, this is a great area, this is a place where only happiness dwells and goodness is there, and then the aches and pains go away. Tell yourself how much you love yourself. Tell yourself how wonderful you are. Tell yourself just what you really believe about yourself. And what you really believe about yourself is that you are good and very good. How long will I live? Just as long as you love yourself. And when you stop loving yourself, you'll die. Some people have hung on even after they stopped loving themselves, but they lived in just a shell of nothingness. So love yourself and live in not a shell, but live in a bundle of unconditional love that is the happiest expression that anyone could ever wish for themselves. Have a lovely day. and live forever along with me. I love you. I love you. I love you.